Zayin Tishri, 27th of September, Rabbi Gershon Miller, Can We Really Change?
It's always a zchus to be able to speak here. Three days before we came to Kippurim, during Aseres Yemei Tshuva, it's a special zchus. Say for Pele Yoetz writes, when he speaks about tshuva, he says, V'chosuv basforim, shehefresh yesh bein aseres yemei tshuva lishar hayomim le'inyin tshuva utfila kehefresh ha'oir min achoshech. The difference between tshuva and tfila in aseres yemei tshuva and tshuva and tfila during other days of the year is kehefresh ha'oir min achoshech, like the difference between light and darkness. Tshuva and tefillah is so much more effective, so much more powerful during these days. And he writes, v'yofesh sho'o b'tshuva u'masim tovim b'yomim ho'ele miyomim shleimim b'sh'ar hayomim. One sho'o, says, if a yid takes time during Aseres Yemei Tshuva to sit and be mitzvoina, one shor of tshuva and masim tovim in Aseres Yemei Tshuva is yofe, is greater than yomim shleimim b'shar hayomim, than entire days b'shar hayomim. So one start the day during Aseres Yemei Tshuva is like many throughout the year. And he says, Asher al kein, Roi lochush al kol rega shel yomim elu shelila abdi. He says, therefore, we have to take care to look after every moment of Aseres Yemei Tshuva. But every year, when we arrive at these special days, we ask ourselves, we want to know, what can we really do? What's expected of us? How can we change? How can we make some real, meaningful change in just a few days? The Gemara says, famously, in Maseches Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezayin, Omar Rav Kruspedoy, Omar Rav Yechanan. Shlisha Svorim Niftochim B'Reish Hashanah. On Reish Hashanah there are three Svorim, three books are opened. Echot Shel Roshoyim Gemurin, the Echot Shel Tzadikim Gemurin, the Echot Shel Beinoyim. There's a Sefer of Tzadikim Gemurin, those who are complete Tzadikim, one for Roshoyim Gemurin, and one for Beinoinim, people who are in between. And the Gemara says, Tzadikim, Gemurim, Nechtovim v'nechtomim le'alta l'chaim. Those are Tzadikim, Gemurim, they're written and sealed on Rosh Hashanah for life. Rishoyim, Gemurim, Nechtovim v'nechtomim le'alta l'misa. Beinoniim, those in the middle, are Tzeluyin v'Oimdin Mirish Hashonah v'Ad Yom HaKippurim. Beinoniim, they're kept waiting, they're in the balance between Rish Hashonah and Yom HaKippurim. They have Aseres Yimei Tshuva. And then Zochu Nichtovin L'Chayim, Loi Zochu Nichtovin L'Misa. So the Gemara is telling us that Aseres Yimei Tshuva is primarily for Beinoniim. The Tzadikim have been dealt with on Rish Hashonah, and Loi Aleinu the Rishoyim, their decision has also been reached on Rish Hashonah. Aseres Yimei Tshuva is for Beinoniim. And the Sforim say, all of our Sforim assume and tell us, that we must all consider ourselves to be Beinoniim. But this is something that needs Iwun Rav. Because how do we define a Beinoni? Who is a Tzaddik, who is a Rosha, and who is a Beinoni? So the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva writes that someone who has more zechusim than chovos, he has more mitzvahs than averus, he's a tzaddik. Someone who has more averus than mitzvahs, he's a rosha. And a beinoni is someone who has an equal amount of mitzvahs and averus. That's the way the Rambam defines these three groups of people. And I think that's the way we've always learnt. That's what we were taught in kindergarten. There's a scale. We came home with those scales made of egg boxes. We were told, you know, there's more mitzvahs. That's good. Then the scale goes down. More averus le'oleinu. It goes the other way. And a beinoni is equal. And the Rambam goes on to say, in Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam says that the din of tzaddik rosha beinoni, it takes place at the end of our lives, and it also takes place b'chol shono v'shono, on Rosh Hashanah. And the Rambam there explains with this Gemara that the beinoni has aseres yimei tshuva, the one who's in between, he has aseres yimei tshuva. And during aseres yimei tshuva, it's decided whether he'll, or he decides at least, he has aseres yimei tshuva to tip the balance. So I think that's always been our understanding, and that certainly seems to be the pashtus of the Rambam. But there are a number of very real difficulties in understanding this way. But first of all, it would seem then that a beinoni should be a rarity. What are the mathematical chances of a person being just in the middle? So the Rambam says it's not the way we think. Only the Kel Deis, only Hashem is able to weigh up a mitzvah and weigh up an avera. So it's not numbers the way we imagine. There could be a mitzvah, he says, that weighs connected many averus. There could be an avera le'aleinu that's as severe as many mitzvahs, weighs against many mitzvahs. But still, it's the Eibishter who balances things out. But it's a balance between mitzvahs and averus. So what are the chances that it's going to be exactly equal? Well, that's the Peshtus. That's what the Rambam seems to be saying. And that's really what we're asking. How likely is that going to be? And if it's not exactly, then he's either a Tzaddik or a Rosha. And then the other question is, that if that's the way it works, then surely all we have to do as Aseres Yimei Tshuva is one mitzvah. If it works with balance, and more mitzvahs makes me into a Tzaddik, so all I need to do is Aseres Yimei Tshuva. If I'm assuming I'm a beinoni, so I just need to put a penny into tzedakah, and I'm done. So you might say, yes, but we could accumulate Averis as well during Aseret Mitzvah. Let's say that. So we have to make sure that we do more mitzvahs than Averis. One extra mitzvah more than our Averis in Aseret Mitzvah, and then we're through. So, clearly, it's very difficult to understand this Kipshutei. The way, like I say, we've understood all the years. There must be some other way of defining this. Reb Chaim Friedlander, Zecher Tzadik Livrocha, he brings another Gemara. A Gemara in Brochas, where the Gemara itself gives us a different definition to Tzadik, Beinoni, and Rosha. Reb Chaim Friedlander himself seems to learn this into the Rambam. I have to admit that I've struggled to understand how this can be what the Rambam is saying. But either way, the Gemara says this clearly. The Gemara says in Brochus, Daf Samach Aleph Omud Beis, Tanya, Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, Rabbi Yossi Aglili actually defined these three categories. He said, Sadikim Yetze Toiv Shoifton. Shenema the libi cholal bekirbi. A tzaddik is someone who yetzer toiv shoftei. That means that his life is completely led, ruled, directed by his yetzer toiv. Everything he is, everything he does, says, even thinks, is all directed by the Yetzer Tov. Yetzer Tov Shoftan, that's a tzaddik. And although everyone has a Yetzer Hara, but he's managed to neutralize his Yetzer Hara. That's what David HaMelech said, V'libi chol al bekirbi. He was referring to his Yetzer Hara. He dealt with his Yetzer Hara. And he was now living only the dictates of the Yetzer Tov. That's a tzaddik. Rashoim, Yetzera Shoftan. Rishoyim, says Rabbi Yossi Aglili, they're people whose entire lives are run by the Yetzera. Again, everything they are, everything they do and say and think, is all directed by the Yetzera. Shenema'na pesha l'orosho bekerev libi ein pachad elikim l'neged enov. They're people who have become kuloira loyalim. Beinoinim, ze voze shoifto. A beinoini is someone who ze voze shoifto. Both the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara, both of them are talking. Both of them are a man de oma. His life is led by both. Shenema, the Gemara brings a pasuk in Tehillim, Yamud li min evyoin lehoishia mi shoiftei nafshei. There are shoiftei nafshei, there are two judges. There's a Yetzer Tov and a Yetzer Hara. And both of them are shoiftei. So he's pulled. He's pulled in different directions. That's a beinoni. Now with that hagdora, we can begin to understand better. A tzaddik, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, he's a rarity. Yetzer Tov Shoftan. That's a chad bedora. That's the tzaddik Yesoid Olam. David HaMelech was that tzaddik, that Yetzer Tov Shoftan, who lives only the voice of the Yetzer Tov. The tzaddik, he's the yochid. Rishoyim are also rare. Yetzera shoftan, someone who's only led by the Yetzera. And that's the good news, we're not Rishoyim. We're just not. We're not those people that Yetzera shoftan. Beinonim is all of us. Is 99% of people, or 99.9% of people. Beinonim is the average person who's zeh vozeh shifto, who lives a life where he's pulled in both directions. They say in Yiddish, amol amalech, amol agalech. That's a beinoni. And sometimes it's one moment a malach and the very next moment a galach. So that's the vast majority of people. That's how this begins to make sense. Rosh Hashanah is for Yechidim. At least the din is for Yechidim. Rosh Hashanah is for everyone. But the din on Rosh Hashanah is for Yechidim. The Yochid who's a tzaddik. And Lo Yaleinu, the Yochid who's a Rosha. It's not easy to find a real tzaddik. And B'chasti Hashem, it's not easy to find a real Rosha. Beinonim is everyone else. And that's why Aseres Yimei is for all of us. All of us who are regular people, v'zeh v'zeh shiftom, we have Aseres Yimei Tshuva. But then, there's one more question. If that's the case, what's being asked of us in Aseres Yimei Tshuva? Are we supposed to, during these few days, become the tzaddik? And Bifrat, the way we understand it, the tzaddik is a chad bedorah, he's the yochid. So what does the Gemara mean? The Gemara says that we have from Rosh Hashanah until Yom HaKippurim, and then if we zoicha nechtovin l'chaim, what are we supposed to do? What's the zochu? We know it's unlikely that we'll become the tzaddik, very unlikely, during Aseres Yimei Tshuva. I have to admit that I only had clarity, or some clarity, in this question just a few years ago. For years I didn't understand how it worked. But I think the answer is that in Aseres Yimei Tshuva we're not supposed to become tzaddikim. We're supposed to become better beinonim. Tzaddikim is chad bedorah. But beinonim, huzeh vozeh shiftom, they have a great spectrum of experience. There's lots of different ways that you can be a beinoni. And we have a Aseres Yimei Tshuva to become a better beinoni. That means if we're people, vozeh shiftom, that means we're pulled in different directions. So during Aseres Yimei Tshuva, we mispoinen, we make a cheshbon nefesh. We look for eitzes, for ways to live the life of a beinoni better. To listen more to the call of the Yetzer Tov. To be able to deal better with the pituyim of the Yetzer Hara. That's the avoid of Aseres Yimei Tshuva. To become a better beinoni. That's something that applies to all of us. And that's something that is doable. If we make that cheshbon nefesh, we're able, by Yom HaKippurim, to say, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, I've used these days, I've thought things through, and from today, I'm going to deal better with the zeh vozeh shiftom. Of course, we should have a she'ifa to become the tzaddik. And perhaps we'll get there. Certainly there are those who are zeicha to become the tzaddik. But you know, a beinoni is not a bad thing to be. It's okay to be a beinoni. Most people are. And a beinoni is an oved Hashem. A beinoni can make a kiddush shem shamayim every moment of his life. In Sefer HaTanya, the Baal HaTanya writes, in Perek Chof Zayin, he's discussing people who become depressed not so much because of averus that they do, but they become downhearted when they realize that they have hirhurim, they have thoughts for wrong things, and just the fact that they're having these challenges is pulling them down, is upsetting them. Hirhurim roim v'tayvis rois shenuflis b'machshavtoi. So they're upset that they have these struggles. So the Baal HaTanya writes that they're making a great mistake. He says, the Pasuk says, V'leis osuru achrei levavchem v'achrei neichem asher atem zoinim achareim. The Torah says, asher atem zoinim achareim. That means that people are zoinim achareim. Human beings tend to follow their hearts, their minds, their eyes. And the Baal HaTanya says, who is the Torah talking about? V'ein ha-kosuv medabir b'tzadikim lekorum zoinim chas v'sholom. The Torah is not talking about David HaMelech. Elo b'beinayim k'yotzevoy. The Torah is talking about beinayim. And the Torah is saying that beinayim will have these nisyonos. And for that, there's a mitzvah d'iraisa v'lois sosuru. And the Baal HaTanya writes that when we mekayim that mitzvah d'iraisa, Chazal say, Yosha v'le'ova aveira nistim l'ischar ke'ilu oso mitzvah. If a person has an issoyen and he holds himself back, it's as if he's done a mitzvah. He says it's like a mitzvah sasei. V'al kein tzorech l'smoyach b'kiyum halav k'muy b'kiyum mitzvah sasei mamish. A yid should have a simcha in being mekayim v'lo'i sosuru in the same way as he has a simcha with arba minim. It's the same mitzvah, it's the same simcha. And then he writes, v'soich ha-dvorim, he says, v'lochein al yipoy leiv odom olo v'lo yeira levovoy ma'oid. A person shouldn't become upset. He shouldn't become downhearted. Gam im yeh Kein kol yomov b'milchomazu, ki ulai lekach nivro. Even if all of his lifetime he's fighting the same fight, ki ulai lekach nivro, ulai lekach nivro. Perhaps he was created for that. In other words, the Baal HaTanya is telling us that there are people, and he says actually that it's most people, who are given a sionis, are given struggles, and those are the struggles that will continue kol yomei chayeim. And it's supposed to be that way, and that's good. And he says they make a kiddushim shomayim, they give a nachas ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every time they're miskaber. Now we think that, as the years go by, so our sionis should change. But often they don't. I remember thinking when I was a younger bocha, you know, when I was 15. So, you have your nisyonos, your middos, your kinna, your taiva. I looked at older people, I thought, you know, when you're 25, then you're not busy with all this anymore. Then you're already on for bigger things. 25, you're past this. This is a bocharish problem. In any case, I became 25, and I had the same problems, the same struggles. Then I looked at the people, you know, who were making bar mitzvahs, older, younger light. I thought, I'm sure they, people making bar mitzvahs, they're already like adults. You know, they're not busy with all of this. And then I made bar mitzvahs. I thought, you know, you marry off children, then you really... Then you'll have different nisyonos. You'll be worried about being mechavan every shame and shmina esra and this type of thing. But the old kinna taiva and kovod, you have dealt with that already. Anyway, I've made chasnas and I've become a zeda. It's the same struggles. I can't say about an elter zeda, but till here I can say. The Baal HaTanya says it's meant to be like that. We're making a mistake. We think that to steig, to grow, means that the struggle changes. To steig means to become better at dealing with it. Teshteig means to be a better beinani. Teshteig means to live zeh vozeh shreifton, but know better how to listen to the Yetzer Tov, know better how to overcome the Yetzer Hara. So that's how Avodah and Aseres Yimei Teshuva. We're Beinonim. We're all Beinonim. And it's okay to be a Beinoni. And we'll be Beinonim after Yom HaKippurim as well. Perhaps one day we'll be Zeicha to become Tzadikim, but for the moment we're Beinonim. But there's a tremendous amount of Avodah to do as a Beinoni. And that's Aseres Yimei Teshuva. I saw a beautiful story. There was a bocher learning in the yeshiva in Ofakim at the time when Rav Shimshon Pinkas, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, was the Rav and the Rosh Yeshiva. And this bocher, the young bocher, 17-year-old bocher called Meir, he was very close to Rav Shimshon. And he went to his shmuzen. Throughout all of Elul, he'd been going to the shmuzen and trying to be mischazik. And he felt that as much as he tried, he wasn't succeeding. He kept deciding, it's going to be different. I'll start again today. He kept making kabbalas and failing. And throughout Elul, he was trying and falling, failing. By the time he came to Rosh Hashanah, he was feeling very low about himself. And during Chazor Sashat on Rosh Hashanah, Reb Shimshon Pinkas walked out of the Beis HaMedrash and he saw this Bocher Meir sitting in the hallway on a chair, looking very despondent. So Reb Shimshon went over to him and he put a hand on his shoulder. He said, Meir, what's the matter? And this Meir looked up into his Rebbe's eyes and he began to cry. He started to pour out his frustration. He said, Rebbe, you know, I've been to the Shmuzah and I've learned Musa, I've tried, I've made Kabbalahs. It's not going. I'm just not part of it. It's not working for me. So Reb Shimshon Pinkas pulled up a chair next to Meir and he said, Meir, I want to tell you a story. He said, I remember during the Yom Kippur War, I had to go with one of my children. Reb Shimshon had to take one of his children to Shaare Tzedek. One of his children cut themselves and needed stitches. And so he was there with one of his children in Shaare Tzedek Hospital. Of course, during the Yom Kippur War, Shaare Tzedek was heaving with soldiers, with wounded soldiers coming in to be treated. And Reb Shimshon Pinkas was sitting with his child in the waiting room. And he saw there was a commotion. There were a few doctors standing huddled together, discussing something. So in Eretz Yisrael, when you see doctors debating, you walk over and ask them what it's about. So he went over and he said, what's the debate? So they told him that a young soldier had just come in. He'd been shot in his leg, Nebuch. And the bullet was lodged in his leg. They were discussing the best way to take the bullet out. In any case, they came to a decision and they managed to dislodge the bullet. And Reb Shimshon said he was still waiting in the waiting room when the procedure had been finished. And he overheard the doctor say to this boy, you know, we've done whatever we can and you best just go home and rest, you know. Kedai lalechet habayta. And he heard this young boy, this young 19-year-old boy, he heard him pull himself off the bed and stand up. And he turned to the doctors and he said, Habayta, so you think I'm going home? But there's a war out there. And my comrades are fighting. He said, I'm going back to the war. And he hobbled out of the hospital back to the battlefront. So Reb Shimshon turned to this mayor and he said, Mayor, I'm not going to convince you that you haven't fallen. I'm not going to tell you that you haven't had nisyonos. I'm not going to tell you that you won't have nisyonos. But just because you've fallen doesn't mean that you don't get up again. Losing a battle doesn't mean losing the war. And then he pointed to the base of Medrash and he said, Mayor, we're fighting a war in there. And I'm not going back in there without you. We need you there. And the Rosh Hashiva of Shimshon stood up and Mayor stood up. And they walked back together into the base of Medrash to continue the fight, to continue the struggle. Struggle is what it's all about. That, as the Baal HaTanya says, that gives nachas ruach to the Eibishter. When we, as Beinonim, as people, when we keep struggling, and when we use our sersim tshuva to think through how we can overcome these struggles better, and continue being Eivdei Hashem as Beinonim, that's our zchus. That's Zochu L'chaim. As good Beinonim, Be'ezer Hashem, Be'zoicha, in 3 days time, to be Nechtov V'Nechtam, in the Sefer HaChaim, as Beinonim, but together with Tzadikim Gemurim, Le'alta L'chaim, Tovim U'Lashon.
Amen.